Last October, a popular revolt in Bolivia drove the country's pro-U.S. president from power. The new president, Carlos Mesa, took office promising to be more responsive to the demands of unions and Indian organizations. But 6 months later, those same groups say they're disappointed in Mesa, and he's facing the same kind of unrest that toppled his predecessor. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Things are getting hairy again in the streets of the Bolivian capital, La Paz. There have been violent protests by bus drivers, retired miners, and university students, demanding both bigger subsidies and lower taxes. As of yet, the protests haven't come close to the scale of last year's unrest, which was sparked by the government's plan to export natural gas to the United States. The plan was to ship it out via a Chilean port, a port located in territory that Chile won from Bolivia in a 19th century war, something Bolivians have never forgiven. The uprising seemed to have many targets: Chile, international capitalism, and U.S. programs to eradicate cocaine production. But prominent leftist politician Evo Morales says the unifying cause was revolution.
En octubre, prácticamente se ha hecho una agenda.
In October, an agenda was established. Changed the economic model and changed the political system. But after 6 months, President Carlos Mesa has not come to the same conclusion. He doesn't understand the social movement, nor the people's passionate plea for a different economic model.
President Mesa, who took office in the wake of the October rebellion, has tried to cultivate the image of a reasonable man sympathetic to populist causes. He's proposed increases in the taxes and royalties paid by foreign companies that pump the Bolivian natural gas, and he's trying to increase social spending. Nevertheless, the protests are getting more violent, something he calls unfair.
No podemos seguir aceptando.
We can't accept this radicalism when the government is actually favoring the poor, Mesa says. The president has broad support in the polls, which has emboldened him to send out riot police to curb protests by what he calls minority political groups. He's also risked the leftist fury by signing a deal to export gas to Argentina, which is facing an energy shortage this winter. Most of the anger at Mesa is centered here in El Alto, or the Heights, a fast-growing Indian city perched strategically on the ridge above the capital. Simón Yampara, an Aymara Indian intellectual, says many here believe the new president is trying to appease the United States, whose donations keep the Bolivian government afloat, and which doesn't want to see Bolivia turn its back on Western-style capitalism. A government was toppled, and they thought that would suffice to topple the whole system. But it wasn't, Yampara says, adding that Indian leaders are now meeting in special councils to try to debate their next step. Some groups are already warning of massive national protests on May Day. About 1,000 feet down the hill, it's the changing of the guard at the presidential palace. The building's occupant has good reason to worry about angry crowds. On the plaza across the street, there's a plaque marking the lamppost where a lynch mob strung up the body of another president in 1946. Despite Mesa's personal popularity, he has to walk a fine line, trying to rein in the revolutionary expectations of the last uprising without provoking the next one. Martin Costi, NPR News.